back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Kansas. Going to Kansas. I'm as corny as Kansas in August. High as the flag on the 4th of July, Kansas. I like Kansas. Been to Kansas. Been to Salina, Kansas. Been to Wichita, Kansas. Like it quite a bit. But they have also a nut job Republican legislature, just like Wisconsin does. And they're a super nut job, but they have mimicked Wisconsin in one respect. Kansas has a Democratic governor named Laura Kelly. Laura Kelly thought it would be a good idea to put in a mask mandate because the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, suggested it. It kept COVID cases down. President Biden has asked for it. Republican governors around the country, not all, but some, have instituted it. Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio has instituted it. Ohio's a lot bigger state than Kansas. Ohio has sent, along with Virginia, the most presidents to the presidency. Substantial state. They have a mask mandate put in by a Republican. Within hours, of Laura Kelly, Governor Laura Kelly, putting in the mask mandate, the legislature overturned it. This emergency order was overturned. Apparently, the Kansas legislature, like the gerrymandered, illegitimate Wisconsin Republican legislature, is willing to give up hundreds of millions of dollars a year in COVID relief by simply refusing to do something that's required by common sense. This is it's really an atrocity that's happening around the country, and not just because these legislatures are squandering hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID aid for their states, but because some people are going to get COVID who didn't have to, and some people are going to die who didn't have to. Some people are going to get double lung transplants who didn't have to. Some people are going to have permanent damage to their lungs. They're going to have, there's a thing called COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It's a terrible way to go. You can't repair a lung once it's impaired. And when it's impaired, it's going to shave 10 years off people's lives or more. And a lot of people can't figure out or determine, a lot of doctors can't, how bad it was impaired. Anyway, the Kansas legislature once again goes the dirty nut job route, gets rid of the mask mandate. Another internal Democratic Party matter I want to weigh in on. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has raised a lot of money, and she's given $5,000 contributions to Democrats she sees as vulnerable around the country. And on the surface, that seems like a good thing, generous thing. However, what she's ignoring, what the Democratic Party is ignoring, is that the vulnerable Democrats that she's given it to, Lamb of Pennsylvania, Slotkin of Michigan, Bordeaux of Georgia, and many others, are in very, very tough districts that in some cases Trump won, but they're very hard for Democrats to hold. And Ocasio-Cortez is toxic in these districts, not just for her, what she says and does, her style and everything else. Pictures of Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar are routinely used in these districts to damage the Democratic Party. Ocasio-Cortez has also used her money in the past to attack vulnerable Democrats, radio against them, in some cases have cost them their seat. So I would say this, if I were Nancy Pelosi, you take her aside and you take aside any controversial member of the Congress, whether on the left or the right, and sit them down and say, look, if you're thinking of giving a contribution to anybody, because all of these candidates, Lamb, Slotkin, Bordeaux, and others, are going to give it back or donate it to charity, but it'll still become a campaign issue. And there are some much more left-leaning districts where a contribution from a more conservative Democrat would be used against them too. You sit down. This is elementary. I was the chairman of the party for 4 years, 2 terms, but only in the state, not nationally. You sit down and say, look, it's a wonderful thing. We don't want you using any of your money to attack any Democrat in a primary. Now you want to give some money, that's great. I'm going to find out if they want it. Not that they don't want the money. Of course they want the money. They want to put on TV. But if you become an issue in their district such that it will help hurt them get reelected, we don't want that. So hold off. And then Nancy has a staffer call them. Some will say, yeah, I'd love to have $5,000. Some would say, no, I don't, because they'll run ads against me with some of our more extreme statements about socialism and about the boycott, divest, sanction movement, an anti-Semitic movement against Israel. And I don't want that. And then the staffer would call Ocasio-Cortez's staffer and say, they'll take a pass. Don't give them $5,000. Don't give them $5,000. Luke, you're waving your hand over the microphone. You want to express yourself. I want to hear the younger generation talk.
Yeah. I mean, Matt, don't you think that those attacks are coming regardless of the campaign cash from AOC or not? I feel like regardless of these vulnerable Dems getting the influx of campaign cash, their opponents and dark money groups are still going to tie them to AOC and Nancy Pelosi and
sure,
the boogeyman.
What they do is, and they did in the last case, the Spanberger of Richmond, and they would say, you're for defunding the police and you're for socialism. They'd say no, and they managed to win. If they have a 5K contribution from that person, no, and there'll be pictures. Listen, I'm not the guy that raises this. Lamb, Slotkin, and Bordeaux raised it. And they aren't stupid. They're the ones that have to run. So I think you have to give them some respect.
Right. I'm not saying disrespect. I'm just saying that those attacks are coming regardless. So wouldn't it be in Lamb's best interest to know that the attacks are coming and accept the campaign cash to use it to combat those ads rather than being like, no, I don't want that money now? Because now it's there. It's like it or not, it's there.
Right. No, they've said that. And they say, even if we give it to the Boys and Girls Club or something, it's still there.
Right.
Well, that's what they're going to do. And they're saying, don't do it again. That's all they're saying is don't do it again. We don't want your name associated with our campaign because we're getting hung with you anyway. And a lot of the nutty stuff, you know, we're not a socialist party. She says she's a democratic socialist and we're not an anti-Semitic party. And she's for the boycott, divest, sanction movement that has no place in the Republican Party, in the Democratic Party. And people that espouse that should start their own party. We don't want any part of it. So with AOC, look, I like AOC. She has a lot of moxie, but in Lamb's district, Slotkin's district, and Bordeaux's district, and in Spanberger's district, they don't want to see hide or hair of her. They don't want to see hide or hair of her, including $5,000. And $5,000 is not enough money to take on the Koch brothers with this baloney. And yeah, they're going to say but a lot of the locals will say, oh, old Lamb, Spanberger, Slotkin, Bordeaux, they're good folk. They're not with her. And then suddenly they say 5K. Okay. So don't do it again. Yeah, they're going to give it back. I'm talking as a party chairman. Don't use it. Plus, she's used money to go after Manchin and a lot of these other people. So let's knock it off. Knock it off, AOC. Quit screwing around. You're a democratic socialist. And we don't want you screwing up the Democratic Party. Young people like Luke, enthusiastic, bright-eyed people, bushy-tailed like Luke. That's great. Do it in Madison. Give it to Pocan. That would be terrific. Do you agree, Luke? Or I sense a certain resistance, Luke.
I believe the DCCC was the facilitator of the campaign cash donation. So somebody at the DCCC could have cut it off. I don't think it was AOC acting alone, but I don't know. That's just my thought on it.
Well, you know, I think that may not be the. But in any event, the DCCC is on notice now. She's on notice now. But, you know, you can't set yourself up as an arbiter of what's right and attack people like Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, and then turn around and give money to others. It sends a mixed message. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.